Chips and caviar. Chips and caviar.
Hungry for current events, business knowledge, and some jokes. And of course,
chips and caviar.
Welcome to Cabo San Lucas.
And
San Lucas? San Lucas.
San Lucas.
San Lucas. Cabana, Cabana.
There's a big difference between those two.
No.
He says Cabana. Whoever, anybody comment or whatever, nobody says Cabana.
Yes, I've rented a cabana.
He sounds very fancy, but but it made me laugh a lot.
Cabana.
Cabana. Cabana.
Cabana.
So this episode.
This
one. We're dedicated to cabanas.
Oh my goodness. This
and Rob Bailey's birthday.
Yeah.
40 fucking years old.
40 years old, Rob Bailey.
Whew. Wow.
So give me advice.
Well.
Because this happened to you already.
It did.
This event in life.
Well.
You've done a lot since you turned 40.
Yeah. A lot's happened to me. I've done a lot. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
40 was a big deal. It was a really big birthday. It was a very exciting birthday party. You did not go to that birthday party, though.
I missed his fucking 40th birthday party, and for the rest of my life, anytime anyone says birthday, you're like, oh yeah, dude, remember my 40th? And I know that you remember that I'm not there, but you're like, remember my 40th? What? Oh.
Oh, you weren't
you
there.
You weren't there.
Well, I'm here for yours, and that's what's really important.
Oh, wow.
Isn't it?
You're right.
To
now,
you.
Now you have another thing.
Yeah, I came across basically the whole world for this.
Yeah, wow, you did. Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. I mean,
welcome.
I'll never live this down.
So maybe you should focus on that.
Forever indebted. This episode's about how I'm indebted to Aaron Singerman forever because he came to my birthday.
Yes, yes. Yes, well, at least I didn't have to bring you a present.
So last year,
yeah.
So I come to Cabo. So I used to go to Mexico every year for my birthday. I'm sorry, Montana.
Yeah.
And now I moved to Montana. So now we come to Mexico every year for my birthday. And you called me last year on my birthday.
I did. I called you. You were here. I called you from prison.
Yeah.
It was a big deal. It was a Saturday. Yeah. And I was waiting all week to call. Because usually I would call you. Usually I call you on a Friday.
Too. Yeah. Normally I got Friday calls.
Probably like every other week, pretty much, yep. You know. You were one of the very few people that I called because I had so few minutes.
Yeah.
You only have 550 minutes in prison for a month. So, you know, generally you use those calls to call my family,
yeah.
You know, except when I called Rob. I called and you answered, of course, and you guys were in the car with Jeff Logan, who's also yep. here at this birthday party.
Yeah.
And I was like, what was I like? Happy birthday.
You were great, dude. Everybody's like so crazy that you were on the phone.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's much better being here versus being in prison.
It's a fun trip, man. We come down here every year and we sort of, because I have my wedding anniversary on Friday.
Right.
My birthday was is yesterday.
Saturday, yeah.
And then my Dana's birthday is 3 days later.
Yeah.
So her birthday's tomorrow.
That's amazing.
So married 16 years, 40 years old, and then she turns 40. Which, I feel like I'm 40. Like I feel like I look in the mirror and I was like, yeah, that guy's 40.
Oh, really?
But her, I don't feel like she's 40.
Yeah.
And she's a little kid.
Yeah. Well, she is little still. So she's not all grown up yet.
So what advice?
What advice? From 40 to 43. What advice?
Well, just turning 40, right?
Would I give?
Because I had somebody hit me up the other day about turning 30, and they're like, it feels so weird. I don't know. And I was like, dude, I'm telling you, in the world today. 30s is incredible.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're smarter, you have resources, you can actually build things in your 30s, where in your 20s you might have just been
fucking off
making weird decisions. Yeah. So I was able to give someone advice on their 30s the other day.
Right.
So I'm just looking for you to give me advice. I mean, I know that, you know, you've done a lot in your 40s.
I think that my biggest thing would probably be, you know, the thing that I would say that's different about me 3 years after turning 40 is that I take more time to enjoy where I'm at and try to be present in the moment. I remember, you know, being turning 40 in that birthday party that, you know, was so great. You didn't make it.
Oh yeah, I wasn't at that party.
You didn't make that one. But at that party, I remember looking at my phone a lot, thinking about business stuff, being very focused. Because that was right during the when private equity came in and they were starting the due diligence to buy.
Yeah, I don't really remember because I wasn't at your 40th birthday party.
Yeah,
I can't. There's no way for me to remember that.
Yeah. But anyway, let's put that aside for a minute. Okay, we'll come back to it, but let's put that aside.
I can't wait to come back to it.
But, yeah, I mean, like, I felt like my life at the time, I was, even though I'm busy now.
You weren't on your phone at all this whole time.
No.
Like, anytime we were hanging out, I would catch myself looking at the phone.
No.
Like, because everyone's texting me happy birthday.
Which you have a reason. So that's a good reason.
Yeah, and being like, oh, you know, like looking over and noticing no one else was on their phone. And that was really cool.
Yeah, I remember going into your house one of the first times when we came over, and I noticed that some people were like looking at their phones or scrolling through shit. And it made me think that I don't do that as much anymore.
Yeah.
You know, but being in the moment in general, I think, you know, as I've gotten older, I've realized what level of importance. Okay. Like, you know, I have a call I'm supposed to do with a international guy this morning, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to sit out here and enjoy it and eat breakfast. I'm not going to like worry about it. This is Del Wawan, remember? Wawa,
yeah.
Number one?
Yeah.
He's calling. And so, like, I know he wants to put an order in, and I'm happy to do it, but it's like, it could wait.
Yeah.
It's not imperative. Whereas before, I would have felt really pressured to do what I know I should be doing business-wise. Yeah. I should prioritize that. And now I've realized that stuff can wait.
Yeah. Okay, so let's that's your 40s is taking more time in the moments.
Yeah.
Because I think that's also present. Yeah, that's the thing that the thing that I really want to lean into is like be more present in the moment, right? I thought that I'd be missing out on things or business, or if I don't post this right now, or if I don't do this right now, and I've been setting the phone down and trying to be really in the moment. So I'm happy that your advice is something that I'm already doing. So maybe we should go back and, because I gave advice to somebody literally yesterday about turning 30. Mm. And my advice was more or less like 30 is a whole different number game now, yeah. Right?
Right.
I think for women and men, like in your 30s, I think it's just like your time to build and your time to truly like take all the skills you made in your 20s. If you had advice for someone in your 30s, like turning 30 to start that journey,
you know,
then we're gonna do 20 next.
Okay. Well, 30s for me, 30s when I think back was when I built everything. You know, yeah. I think that a lot of people think that, you know, you have to have already been some level of success by the time you're in your 30s.
Yeah.
Where for me, I had no level of success, you know, until I was in my 30s. So I didn't make any kind of money. Nobody would have said, you know, I was fortunate enough to be following my passion already. Mm-hmm. I figured out what I wanted to do with my life, which is very, you know, ahead of the curve, but I wasn't making any money doing it. This was with traveling with Dave Palumbo and RX Muscle,
yeah.
Going to bodybuilding shows and interviewing people. But I was making enough money to pay the bills. But a lot of people would say, well, you didn't go to college, you know, you didn't finish high school. You're making $50,000 a year. What's the really, like, where can you go from there? And I think that people, I think that what you said is very accurate, that 30s is really like the chance to do something big with your life. Whereas people focus too much on in their 20s thinking that's their time to do it.
Yeah.
When that's really the time to make the crazy decisions and try things that are outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
You know, at least for me, I was a disaster in my 20s. So it's hard for me to give advice on my experience.
I did everything, all the spectrums in the 20s. Like 20s is dropped out of two different colleges, you know, started as a chef. Worked at QVC for a little bit, tried like the 9-to-5, bought a house.
You decide what you didn't want to do in your 20s.
That's what, exactly. Well, so did you. You were like, I don't want to do heroin anymore.
that's when I don't regret.
I was like, I don't want a 9-to-5. And you're like, you know what? I don't want heroin.
Yeah. I was like, no more heroin for me.
No. That was a good decision. Thank you for making that. Holy.
Yeah, very few people, probably some people questioned you quitting QVC, but nobody questioned.
Everyone.
Nobody questioned me quitting heroin.
Everyone was clapping like, for you.
Should probably think about it a little more.
Yeah.
Oh, no, nobody did. Yeah, I questioned, yeah.
Yeah, that was my time and, like, hopped into a business deal and did a bunch of things and, you know, really started traveling. And
even that, like, we talked about this in a different show. The business deal went bad, but it was great.
Oh, my God.
It was great for you.
It was one of the best things ever. So I talked to a guy yesterday, and he had the same outlook. His name is Modu. He owns a gym around here from Africa, right?
Okay.
And he went over his story, which I'll do it really quick. Came over from Africa to live with his aunt. Aunt threw him out. He had nowhere to live. He didn't have papers. So he's a 6'4 African dude, like black as black can get, didn't speak English, and was like, I have nowhere to live. So he took a Greyhound bus, borrowed money to get a Greyhound bus. And he said he was like, well, you didn't have any money. What were you eating? And he said he had cornflakes, but he couldn't afford milk. So he'd just eat cornflakes like this to give like a really good visual of that. Went across the country and begged his family for $1,000 to get English lessons. And they said no. at the time, he was like, I can't make it without English lessons. And he says, looking back now, he's like, that's the best thing ever. It's like, no one giving me the money to get English lessons made me, like, work that much harder, respect things that much more. And I think that story's for a different time, but I think that those really, really hard things, like those moments where, you know, the dude completely screwed me over, where I was like, this is the end of the world, like, I want to kill this dude, like, all that stuff. Looking back now, it's like, oh my God. Like, I'm so happy that happened when I generally had nothing. If that happened now,
yeah,
and like stole a business from out from under me and stuff like that, like, oof.
Yeah, it'd be tougher. You know? Tougher to bounce back for sure.
Yeah, so it's,
you'd bounce back, but it'd be tougher.
20s, man, it's like, people don't know their passion. People don't know what they're going to do. And it's like, almost like, try everything. Take every risk. Do business deals that like might blow up in your face. And you're just going to learn so much.
It's
free college.
Yeah, I agree. I think that you got to make mistakes and fail along the way. People who don't expect that to fail are going to be very disappointed.
Yeah.
So you're going to fail, and you're going to have to pick yourself up. And we've talked about resiliency. I think that's probably, in life, that's the most important thing you can have is grit.
100%.
Resiliency to jump back up, bounce back up.
Yeah.
Because it's part of, it's everybody fails. Everybody tries things that they're not good at.
Yeah, and like,
if you don't, you're going to live a really shitty, safe life.
I would
life.
Say resiliency is one of your best qualities because, I mean, the fact that you were still like able to go on after I didn't come to your 40th birthday party.
Well, I'm still trying to figure it out.
You were like,
I'm still processing.
You pulled yourself back up by your bootstraps and you just continued on. And you kept checking your phone the whole night to see, like, is Rob coming to my birthday party? And I was like, no, I'm at the LA Fit Expo.
I just wrote all these messages, bad messages to you, and then deleted. I'm like, no.
Yeah, just paragraphs.
Delete.
Fuck you, I hate you.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
That's right. You were at the LA Fit Expo.
Ugh. I committed to something.
It's like, and that's rubbing salt into the wounds.
So that's something that I do is I like when I commit to these expo things, even if it's for nothing, even if it's just by my word, like I feel like I have to show up.
Mm. Ugh. Man of honor.
I try, man.
But 40th birthday party for me, not in that.
Well, I agreed to this before your 40th birthday party.
Oh, but you didn't know? January 23rd. Anyway. I'm here in Cabo for you, though. No big deal.
Hey, so, okay, let's go tit for tat. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Pensacola, Florida.
Ooh.
Or flown there from Montana on 3 flights.
All right.
All right, fine, cool.
Shit, there
never
we go.
Mind. It's a beautiful place, too.
Pensacola. That's where, in case people don't know, that's where I was in prison. So, yes, you did visit me in prison multiple occasions, so I guess that does get you some points
back. So that cancels out the 40th birthday party.
You're right there. You're right there.
Yeah. Well, today's our last day in Cabo, or your last day.
My last day. You got another day or so, right? Or 2 days?
I have two more days.
How will it be? Because you've been at, to give people some context, you've had quite a few people at your house.
Yeah.
Friends, obviously. Friends at your house. Will it be nice to have the house all by yourself?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I like people.
Yeah. Well, you like these people in particular.
I like these people. There's not many people that I can have around me all the time.
Yeah.
Luckily, this group is, but I still like my space. Yeah. So, like, I don't ever have anyone really to my personal house.
Yeah.
So, in Montana, like, no one comes to my house.
I've been to your house.
Yeah, but it's very rare that, like, people come stay at my house. Like, if you come to Montana, I'll put you in one of my other houses. I just don't.
Yeah.
I just like my space.
I'm like that too, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you stay at my house.
I stay at your house forever. I seem like I can just move in.
It's basically your room down there. But I mean, I'm the same way. Even when I have family and stuff, I'd rather them have their own space.
Their own room,
Let them go, you know, to the hotel and come back or whatever.
But we're having fun. I mean, it's been, I mean, just a really busy, we played live, which was really cool.
Yeah, that's something that you should talk about. For your 40th birthday, you played live and you were great.
Yeah, we played played on a yacht.
Yeah.
And then we played, we practiced on the yacht.
Yeah.
And then we played at a little Mexican bar, which was like something I've always wanted to do.
Do we have video of that? We could.
We have a cell phone.
Put some stuff in here. That'd be cool.
We could show that. Yeah.
Giving like extra pressure for you to send more stuff. But
yeah, perfect. Yeah.
But we do. We have both. We have video of that. I took some video of you on the yacht, I think.
I have video of the yacht and I have video of. But it's good, man. It's good. I think that something about...
Performing live, by the way, you were really nervous the first time you did it, and now you seem like you're...
I was still very nervous. I get nervous every time, man, because it's a really strange project, right?
But once you get going, you're not nervous.
No, I'm still nervous, because I'm analyzing everything.
Really?
Oh. So, like, I was, like, looking at your face, trying to think what you're thinking.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I'm trying to remember words, trying to sing, I'm also analyzing everything happening, and like if I'm enough energy coming out, and I'm, if everyone's entertained, and I'm wondering if they wasted their time coming here from another, like from Florida, you know, like stuff like that. Like I think about that the whole time.
Wow.
Yeah.
You should try not to do that.
I know. I'm working.
You should be in the moment. Remember?
That's why I drink a little bit to try to loosen myself up.
Yeah.
But the Land and Ammo projects, it's definitely like an interesting project, right? Because the thing that's keeping me doing it is because I'm having fun with it.
Yeah.
Right. And I, it's hard for me to just do things just for fun.
Yeah.
Right. Like I'm always like, I need to make money. I need to do this. It needs to make sense. And it's just something that I really love doing. So it's hard for me to keep doing it just because I really love it, because I feel like it needs to turn into a business or I'm taking away from something else.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. People seem to like it. I like the music.
Thanks, man. Your kids like it. And my kids love Land and Ammo for some reason.
They would have loved it. I sent them videos of it, and I sent them a video of when you gave them the shout out.
Yeah.
And Asher wrote back a whole so cool. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. The other guys, I'm sure, loved it too. They all love the music. They love all the music, but that's their favorite.
Oh, good.
Wow. The songs are catchy.
Yeah.
They're catchy.
I'm trying to make
and
them
you
catchy.
Can, you can, I mean, I can. You can remember all the words. I almost can remember the words.
Yeah, I almost can remember all the words.
You're right there.
That's another thing that I have to do when I'm on stage is remember the words.
Yeah.
Which you can see in my brain thinking, I think.
Every once in a while, I catch you.
Or I have to look at Jake and see what he says.
Yeah. Well, it was great. I thought it was super great.
Thanks, man.
I can't get the quicksand song out of my head.
I know. There's a couple songs that get in there and they just stay in your head.
Yeah, but isn't that the sign of good music?
Yep.
Like when potentially commercially successful music as
when
well?
When it's annoyingly stuck in your brain. Yeah.
So do you think that it will make money and be a business? In some way?
So the weird thing is right now, it does make money because we play at mastermind events. So we're doing the band completely different. It's like normally we'd go to bars and make, I guess, like $1,000, right?
Right. I was thinking of like Spotify and shit like that.
So we're getting streaming, but it's not much. Yeah. We're making maybe $1,000 a month on streaming, so not enough to like really have a, you know,
yeah.
The band costs me way more money than that to own. We've been playing these mastermind events, which pay more. But it's also a different, it's like a weird crowd. So I don't know. I like this because our first show was in Vegas on a rooftop, which you were at. Thank you. You know, our second show is at a mastermind. We played on a private jet. We've played on a yacht. We've played at a Mexican bar. We've played in front of 750 people at CoachCon. So we're playing all these like really weird little shows. I think it's just a matter of time until like something catches or the right person hears it. Because Rob Bailey and the Hustle Standard, that's what happened, is like the right people heard it, right? It was in the right workout videos, and then the right producers put it in the right movies or used it for the right things. This hasn't been placed in the right spot yet to be seen, heard.
I think it will be.
If it's not, man, I'm just having a good time.
Hell yeah. That's the right attitude.
You know, just really trying to enjoy the moments in my 40s.
It's your 40s, yeah, that's the right attitude.
Now that I'm 40 in one day, one day years old. Next year I'll be 41. That's how life works.
Yeah. Well, I don't like to think about that.
Don't think about that.
No.
You're still very youthful, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Feel very youthful.
Very youthful. Better day by day, too.
Yes.
Tightening up.
Yes, I am tightening up a little bit.
Rebounding after your year off of not having great food.
Right. That's it. I'm gonna call it a day on this one.
Let's call it a day.
We got a lot of shows coming up because you're gonna be in town for a while, and we're gonna knock out like fucking at least 10 of these at Bobby's store.
Ooh, yeah, we have some. I like these on location podcasts. Yeah. I hope that bird's in the frame.
Oh
man, what a fancy little bird! It's going to eat your breakfast.
Yep.
Oh. Well, say goodbye to your breakfast.
Oh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you can like, comment, subscribe to this, share it with your friends, tell the world.
Yeah, there's gonna maybe we'll, you know what we should put in.
You know what we should do is eat fucking caviar.
Yeah, at Bobby's.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Caviar at Bobby's.
All right, next episodes are gonna be pretty fun. Not that Cabo isn't a fun location.
It is a very fun location.
But the next show, we'll get in Bobby's.
Should you like pan this way?
Yeah, I can do that.
We can play like quicksand
as well. Okay, yeah.
So they can hear it. Somebody's gonna hear this right now.
Okay.
You're about to be big time.
Here we go. I'm gonna pan. Ready?
Then we're losing here we go. Panning. That lonesome panning. Light. And I'm standing just as tall as I can. I was branded with iron and fire. How long have you known me? I asked.
He said 15 years or more. When was I happy, my friend? He said he didn't know.
I'm the last man in the quicksand, and we're losing that lonesome light. And I'm standing just as tall as I can. I was branded with iron and fire.
How quiet are your thoughts? I asked.
He said as quiet as an avalanche.
Can you outrun gravity, my friend?
Said no, but I can dance. I'm the last man in the quicksand, and we're losing that lonesome light. And I'm standing just as tall as I can. I was branded with iron and fire.
Life ain't nothing but pity and pierogies, brown liquor for the brave. How much water is in the ocean?
About 100 million waves. I'm the last man in the quicksand, and we're losing that lonesome light. And I'm standing just as tall as I can. I was branded with iron and fire. I'm the last man in the quicksand, and we're losing that lonesome light. And I'm standing just as tall as I can. I was branded with iron and fire.
Chips and caviar.